The inspired author writes in Psalm 119 and verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The writer viewed the word of God as the illumination needed to travel through this life. He felt surrounded by darkness. That darkness still engulfs the world today. John wrote in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness." Divine revelation is the only thing making it possible to travel safely through the darkness of this world. Bildad the Shuhite was surely correct when he stated in Job chapter 18 and verse 5, "The light of the wicked indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire does not shine." Strangely, though, many people do not even know if they're walking in light or walking in darkness. And sadly, many people don't care. Are you walking in the light? Are you walking in darkness? Life has many traps, many pitfalls. Danger lurks all around. Darkness covers the world through ignorance and sin. This I say, therefore, in Ephesians 4, verses 17 through 20, "and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ." No mere person, unaided by God, can guide themselves through the maze of foolishness and wickedness in this life. Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps." Those who never learn the truth about Christ Jesus continue to unsuccessfully go through this life, stumbling, blinded by the devil. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them." They grasp for nearly anything that might offer them some security. But what appears to be secure in this world is not reliable. God provides the light of the world. He expects every accountable being to find it and to walk in it. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 we read, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Darkness pictures sin, ignorance, wickedness, and disobedience. Light represents truth, understanding, enlightenment, purity, and holiness. Jesus is the light of this world. John chapter 1 and verse 9, John chapter 8 and verse 12 tell us, Christians are to be the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. As light, they reflect Christ to the world through spreading his word, Philippians 2 and verse 15. Walking in the light is living under God's commands, God's instructions, his infallible standard of what is right. Mankind has set up his own standards for living, but God's word is the only standard that counts. We need to examine ourselves to determine whether we are right or wrong with God Almighty. In 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" When one no longer enjoys being a child of God, they have trouble getting along with other Christians. They lose interest in standing for the truth of God's will. They are headed for the dark side of life. John, in the first four verses of his first letter, affirms this. In 1 John 1, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life." The life was manifest, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, and these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. John shows Jesus as an eternal being, that which was from the beginning. And then he proves Jesus was real in the flesh, that which we have seen, looked upon, and touched. And he attributes to Christ eternal life with the Father, the life that was manifested to us. And he declares this is the basis of fellowship among all those who walk in the light as a way of life. He says in verse 4, that you also may have fellowship with us. Yes, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 5 tells us that God is the light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God is the only standard by which His children are to pattern their lives. Everything about a man's relationship with God is enclosed by divinely set limits and boundaries in the Word of God. We either accept them and walk with God as He's directed in the revealed truth, His Word, the Bible, or we reject it and we walk in darkness. The choice belongs to us. Choose for yourselves. We are not promised freedom to set up our own way of living. God is light. We walk in light. Walking is a progressive sequence of steps. But God does not merely walk in light. He is light. God makes no progress. He never changes, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. He is from everlasting to everlasting. A psalm attributed to Moses begins in Psalm 90 and verse 2 by telling us, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The unchangeable nature of the Almighty is much that His light dispels darkness to the one who comes to Him through faith. The closer we walk in a God-like manner, the more light we see. Driving down a dark lane at night, the headlights of your vehicle reach only so far in front of you. But the further one goes, the more the light reveals. As we walk in the light of God's truth, we continue to learn more. As we learn more, we practice what is right, gradually perfecting or coming to completion and maturity. We grow stronger in the faith. Walking in the light is a beautiful way of life. It is available to every accountable being. Only those whose lives are so corrupt in sin that they have no desire to do what is right will reject it. In John chapter 3, verses 10 through 21, we see this in the text, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and man loved darkness rather than the light, because the deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, and his deeds may clearly be seen that they have been done in God. There are two types of people, those who practice evil and those who do the truth. And friends, we should have enough concern for ourselves to want to do the truth, to practice righteousness, to walk according to the instructions in God's Word. We need to study the Bible, the one and only divine revealed source of light. This is the only way to determine whether we are in the light or in the darkness. The light demands sinners to submit to Jesus Christ through faith. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." The light demands repentance. Jesus taught, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Light demands one obey the sacred command to be baptized. Baptism to the repentant believer is the portal to light. If you haven't yet done so, why not make today the day that you come to the light of Christ? In the words of the ancient prophet in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5, we read, "Come ye, and let us walk in the light of Jehovah." In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, again, "God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." Darkness and light have nothing in common. Paul asks in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 15, what communion has light with darkness? The obvious answer is none. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, it reads, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." There is but one path of light from this life to eternal glory. It is the way prescribed and illuminated in the Bible. Let us consider a few more facts involved in this grand and glorious walk, walking in the light. Again, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, "But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." Here are two magnificent and significant blessings from God which are of great comfort to those who are in Christ. To enjoy those blessings, Christians are obligated to comply with the conditions that God has stipulated. The conditions are comprehensively described as walking in the light, never turning back to the darker side of life. W.E. Vine has stated that God is light, and to be with God, one must walk in the light. Walking is a figurative way of describing the whole round of activities of the individual life. Walking in the light establishes a right relationship with God. The repentant believer who is baptized into Christ, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, is raised to walk in newness of life. And only those who walk in the new life are Christians and are to be as much like God as possible. In Ephesians 5 and verse 1, Paul wrote, "Therefore be followers of God as dear children." Fellowship is generated from an intense desire and willingness to live a godly life. B.F. Westcott wrote, "The Christian can, in his measure, imitate God, and as he does so, he realizes fellowship with the brethren, which is the visible sign of fellowship with God." All who walk in the light are blessed with continued cleansing from sin and the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us. It keeps on cleansing us from all sin. In addition to being in fellowship with God, the blood of Christ keeps the Christian cleansed from all sin. Both fellowship with God and cleansing from all sin are possible only by walking in the light of God's Word. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 introduces these blessings with the word if. If is a conditional word, and it's followed by a condition that must be met if we are to have a continual cleansing. Walking in the light is the condition upon which we may be in fellowship with God. He offers us his companionship and cleansing from all sins. Here are the steps in the light that God wants us to take. Believe on the Lord with all your heart, Acts 16 and verse 31. Repent of all your sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. Confess your faith in Christ, Romans 10 and verse 9. Be buried in baptism, Acts 2 and verse 38. Colossians 2 and verse 12. Why don't you do this? Why don't you become a child of God? Why don't you make the choice that you're going to walk in the light? This is Steve Peeler, the evangelist for the West Main Church of Christ in Franklin, thanking each of you for listening to our radio program.